Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Today we're going to explore choosing love over hate in a world that often feels divided. In today's world, it can often feel like negativity shifting around us and hatred and constant swirling all around us, news headlines, social media feeds, and everyday interactions that can be filled with anger, fear, and perhaps even judgment. But amidst the chaos, we have the power to choose love. When you choose love and take a stance, you actually take leadership and inspire others to embrace that standpoint as well. We all could use more love, more light, and laughter in our lives. And also, every act of love, no matter how small, contributes to more compassion and harmonious in the world. Let's face it, with the state of the culture, our world needs more loving hearts. Spreading love means spreading love to ourselves and those around us and the world in general. One of the best ways to shift the climate and bring harmony and peace is by showing empathy, putting yourself in someone's shoes. Often at times when there's such tension and disagreement on certain subjects and where you stand, you want to think of putting yourself in that other person's shoes and trying to see things from their lens, their point of view. And focus on not being so quick to pass judgment. Be kind to the people who aren't necessarily the kindest to you. You're just kind of like not feeding into the energy, and you're actually spreading that positivity. And also, you're shifting the conversation, you're shifting the narrative, and just be positive in the messages that you convey to people. And, you know, whether that's talking to others and just engaging in certain conversations. Like I said, the state of the culture and the climate of today's world, it can be a little tense, and you don't want to be the part of the conversation that's contributing to that negativity and that level of hatred. You want to spread love, be kind, and accept people for who they are and where they're at in life. Keep that in mind. So be patient with people. Have your acts of kindness. Pay attention to how people are acting and feeling. Being mindful to the climate, and pay attention to what's going on in front of you. Just have that level of presence and knowing and being there for others. And take the time to acknowledge other people's contributions and ensure that people get the recognition that they are due for doing something that stood out to you. You know, buy a friend coffee, send out positive messages just to let people know how you're feeling, volunteer, help someone in need, whether that's a friend, a loved one, volunteering at a shelter. Just take that time to show a random act of kindness. Like I said, we all need more love, more positivity, and most importantly, more acceptance for individuals that have different points of views or have different cultures or have different backgrounds. You want to be open-minded, not closed off, and just spread love. Be a part of the contribution to contributing to positivity in the world versus negativity. And share stories of hope. Share something that's inspirational, that could be uplifting and uplift others around you and shift the atmosphere. You know, whatever inspires you, maybe something positive happened to you, share that, celebrate that with others, and just be that beacon of light. Surprise the people, your loved ones, with, you know, little gifts, little messages, whatever that looks like. We know the holidays just passed, so we've already given out those gifts, but any random act of kindness of, you know, with your spouse, your loved one, go the extra mile to let them know that you appreciate them and that, you know, you're thankful. Show that level of gratitude. And like I said, ensure that everyone in your presence know where you stand and how you feel, and just inspire others with positive ways in which they can affect your life and vice versa. Whatever it takes, make it your business to put a smile on someone's face and tell someone you know that you love them. Just be positive, be uplifting, be open-minded, and focus on love, focus on light. Don't focus on the negativity and the hatred that's in the world. And most importantly, give people the respect that they deserve. Like, it's so difficult when you're having a disagreement to, assume that you're right, assume that your stance is the best stance and your point of view is the best point of view, but be respectful. Give people that proper respect that they deserve. Even when you agree to disagree, it's important that, you know, you decrease that tension. You don't want there to be tension there. So spread that love, spread laughter, spread, like, you know, soften the atmosphere with humor, whatever you need to do, but be respectful. Everyone deserves respect no matter what. So keep that in mind. And one of the greatest ways to spread that laughter, love, and light is, like I said, having empathy, having compassion. And the way to show that you're doing that is through active listening. How can you show empathy for someone and empathize with them when you're not being an active listener? So truly listening with intent and also without judgment. How many times have you heard someone speak and their thoughts and their point of view is so different from yours? And sometimes you may find yourself passing judgment. They may say something and it triggers something in you. And without hearing them out fully, you just kind of like black out everything else and you've already just judged them and you're no longer engaged in the conversation. You actually checked out because now you're in judgment mode. So listen fully with intent and not being so ready to respond and counteract and to just kind of like make it so huge that you don't agree and magnify that level of judgment based off of something you heard someone say without hearing the full entire conversation. So just be intentional with how you're listening and how you're showing up with dealing with others when it comes to listening with intent and listening without judgment. So make that a part of your to-do list to spread harmony and light and positivity and love. Definitely listen without judgment. Another thing is forgiveness. Holding on to anger and resentment, that only harms yourself. So you're not able to spread that positivity and light. If you're bitter with someone, if you have resentment versus something that they've done to you, and you just haven't got over that, and your energy just, when you walk into the room and you see that person that you know you've had an issue with or a problem with, and it's tense, you want to work on breaking that with forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiving yourself, forgiving others, that's so critical. And also, when possible, seek to mend broken relationships with compassion and understanding. That's another way to bring harmony, mending those broken relationships, because sometimes people think that it's broken and it can't be repaired. It's like a broken glass, but sometimes you're able to repair and you're able to work on and fix those relationships. That's another way to spread harmony in your life. Be intentional with your words. Don't get involved in gossip and talking about others behind their back, because that's definitely not kind. And also, it just keeps the negative energy going. Like, we've all heard some juicy gossip, but there's no need to go back and pass it alone. And just let it pass. Let it pass. You don't have to go and be contributing to that level of gossip and talking about others and just spreading information. work on that. Spread positivity, spread light. We all need more kindness, more love, especially with the climate of the world and everything that's going on in it. And notice when you take this act of kindness and you make the initiative to spread love throughout the world, you'll see a ripple effect that it has on you, your life, your environment, your loved ones, your relationships, your family members, your coworkers. Just change the narrative, spread positivity, and you'll see that you're less stressed, you have more peace, you have enhanced well-being, and you just kind of like release those positive hormones, those dopamines. You're like contributing to that. So remember that your mental well-being is so precious, and when you're spreading love, light, laughter, you're actually making a huge contribution to your mental well-being. Sometimes it's not about others, it's about you as well. So you could spread kindness that helps you as well. It's not like you're not contributing to your own wellness. When you're spreading love and light throughout the world, you're contributing to your own mental well-being as well. And it helps others mentally, and it helps your physical well-being. And remember this, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. So when you're spreading love, that love comes back to you. I'm a lover. So I get a lot of positive things that happen to me. And I'm, you know, I am big on manifestation, but I'm big on how I treat people. I'm intentional on how I treat people. And I'm always radiating positive energy, and it comes back to me. Like, even when, like I said, I'm off the grid, people come to me and they come with me to me with these acts of kindness. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice, because usually I'm an energy giver. And when people are in my presence, I'm making sure that I'm spreading that love and light in an authentic way, like just coming from a good place. And people remember that. People remember how you make them feel and how they feel in your presence. And a lot of times, like, I have a lot of diverse friendships and relationships, so we all have different faith base and we all have different walks of life. But when we are around each other, it's nothing but positivity and light, because we're not passing judgment, we're not being biased, and we're all open-minded to like explore new things. And we may not always agree, because we're coming from so many different backgrounds, but we're open to understanding one another's point of view. So I find beauty and diversity and inclusive, being inclusive. So just keep that in mind, that what you put out in the world, you attract that back. So it helps the environment, and it should make you feel good inside. And it counteracts hate, you know, because you're sending out such positivity. It's just the hatred and the negativity, it has to be minimized. It doesn't have any place in that space. So you're actually eliminating the amount of negativity that you have in your space and in your life and in your presence. So let go of those prejudices. Like, don't be prejudiced, don't hold grudges, and just unite. There's strength in unity. So welcome different perspectives and be open-minded, be less critical, be less judgmental, and actually hear others out. Give them the opportunity to fully have the floor and listen with intent to further understand their point of view. I would highly suggest that. So take a moment today to celebrate diversity and inclusion, and just embrace that, because when you celebrate diversity, you celebrate the unique qualities and perspectives of others, and therefore you're able to have more harmony, and also others feel heard and valued around you. So I think that's a beautiful thing to do, to just respond with love and not anger. Choose love in the face of adversity. So when you're faced with negativity or hate, you choose to respond with love, compassion, understanding, empathy, and see things from putting yourself in their shoes and like, why are you coming? Why is your brain working like that today? So remember that we share humanity and we strive for unity and understanding. So listen with intent. I know, you know, you may hear someone saying something like, what are you talking about? That's so outlandish. Before you pass that judgment, take time to hear them out fully so that you can listen with intent to fully understand without putting those barriers up from the moment that you hear something that you disagree with. So make that one of your things to do today. Just focus on spreading love. We need a little more love and laughter and light in the world. And I know that we're all capable of bringing that into the world. Spreading love and light in the world is a beautiful intention. So be intentional. Like I said, there are so many great effects that can happen. And also the level of peace that you'll have and the harmony that you'll bring and unity that unites us all together just by you showing your acts of kindness and taking small gestures. Smile at strangers, hold the door open, give compliments freely. I love to compliment things that I see that's good. Like if I see something nice, I'm going to say something about it. Like, what do they say? I'm a fangirl sometimes when I see nice things that I like. I'm big on compliments. So that's an act of kindness. So small acts of kindness can brighten someone's day, and you're contributing to your good deeds in the world. So you can spread that through encouragement. You can uplift others around you, whether they're like physically with you or if you're sending them messages online or other creative outlooks, writing or art, paint them something. And just express your appreciation. Let others know that you appreciate them no matter what, and thank them for anything that they've done or contributed to you, small, big, in between. Just show that level of gratitude and do something nice, do something kind. The world needs more kindness and more people like you to spread joy, laughter, and light. And remember, I'm all for spreading love, but while you're spreading love, also make sure that you have the appropriate boundaries to protect your emotional well-being by recognizing when to step back and when to observe and use the spirit of discernment when you're interacting with others. So it's great that we're coming from a positive space and positive light, but we also want to be discerning with how we're spreading that love and light and who we're spreading it to. So focus on that. Make sure you always have the appropriate boundaries and the appropriate timing, not to spend too much time with others, but make it a good balance in spending that time in nature with your loved ones and activities that replenish your spirit. Because when you are filled with light and when you are happy and when you are vivacious, you're able to bring that energy and uplift others. You're an energy giver. So create a loving environment, not just in the community, but also in your home, making sure that your space is a very loving, sanctuary of peace and warmth. And in the community, just be open-minded, be peaceful, and have a sense of unity and inclusion, and accept others around you. Spread that positivity and embrace diversity and inclusion. That's so key. Versus picking someone apart, take the time to understand them and the creative differences. Especially in challenging situations, just respond with compassion instead of judgment. And love has the power to disarm negativity and foster healing. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, reflect on how you spread it, love and light to the universe, and just celebrate that. And when you spread love and light, it inspires others to do the same. And it's just creating a chain reaction of kindness and positivity. And your actions, no matter how small, can just impact and empower those around you. So be mindful of that. And remember, even in dark times, your light has the power to guide and uplift others. Choosing love is not always easy, but it's always the most rewarding path. By cultivating compassion, extending kindness, and choosing love over hate, we can create a more positive and harmonious world of ourselves and for generations to come. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, remember to spread love, laughter, and light. Keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.